No defensive tackle Fletcher Cox for the Eagles this Sunday in Los Angeles, ending a streak of 67 consecutive games played. Defensive tackle Tim Jernigan will need to step up in a big way, and he's been good so far this year with 1.5 sacks and 3 tackles for loss. Head coach Doug Peterson explains the challenge of replacing one of the game's preeminent defensive tackles.
Somebody like Fletcher definitely draws a lot of double teams. You know, people slide protection that direction, things of that nature. And so it can affect you a little bit, but at the same time, if teams now don't do that, it does free up some of our, one-on-one matchups, you know, with the defensive line. And, I think with our ends and getting pressure there, sometimes can help sort of, take a little pressure off, even when Fletcher's in there. You know, these guys have been able to take some pressure off of Fletcher. And, you know, the next guy, you know, Bo Allen and Tim Jernigan, and, you know, these guys are really going to have to, you know, step up and fill that gap, and they've done a nice job.
At least the Eagles have 2 starters back on defense. Linebacker Jordan Hicks was sidelined for the second half of the Giants game with an ankle injury, while safety Rodney McLeod missed a game for the first time in his career with a hamstring injury. McLeod's return comes at a perfect time, as Jalen Watkins and Corey Graham are still out for Sunday.
I feel good, man. Glad to be back out there with my brothers out there running around, and it feels good. Just been working hard to get back to this point. So credit to, you know, the trainers and then everybody else for, you know, helping me out.
You know, it's comforting knowing that you don't have to move so many pieces, you know, now having him back there and I thought Maragos did a nice job last week, you know, stepping up and playing and now he can go back, you know, to special teams, being that backup safety and that role that he's comfortable in as well. But having Rodney and Malcolm back there, and still having, you know, Razul and Jalen and some young corners out there, really the communication is solid.
A player who stepped up in the absence of Darren Sproles last Sunday was second-year running back Wendell Smallwood, not just as a rusher, but as a receiver and pass blocker as well. Smallwood embraces the opportunity that lies ahead of him.
I feel good. I mean, it feels like a regular week to me. I'm just dialing in on the game plan, everything that I got to do, and knowing it's going to be a heavier increase for the running back when we got to step up. Sproles was a vital guy to this offense, so we know all four of us have to step up and be ready to make some plays and take on a bigger load.
The Eagles leave Saturday morning for an interesting trip to California. Coach Peterson wants to keep the players' body clocks on East Coast time, and the team has to adjust playing in a stadium that holds 27,000 fans, many of them expected to be wearing midnight green.
I have reached out, and they said it's different. You know, it's obviously the smaller crowd, smaller venue. It's not what the actual norm is, you know, for a typical game day. You know, you're looking at 27,000, 28,000 people. It's a smaller venue, so it feels a little more that intimate feeling when you're there. They really enjoyed the atmosphere. It is pretty exciting, though. I think the biggest thing they mentioned was just the crowd size, you know, just and the noise just wasn't the same as playing in a 60 or 70,000 seat stadium.
Small, very intimate setting. You know, the fans are right there. You can hear everything. So it's a stadium at the end of the day.
I mean, it was a 3-hour time difference. You know, you get there, it's 9 o'clock there, and that's usually what time we're getting out of meetings. But, you know, that's 1 o'clock. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock here, and so it's a little bit different. So instead of, you know, staying up to 10 or 11, which you might the night before a game, you got to go sleep a lot earlier. It's a 1 o'clock game out there, but our bodies really feel like it's a 4 o'clock game here. So it's just getting used to that time difference. And then that the long flight, you know, there and back is tough on your body sometimes. Just being stuck in a plane, you know, you get a little dehydrated. You got to kind of shake that jet lag off, but you know, it's one of those things that, like I said, we'll be doing it a lot this year, so got to get used to it.
All Our live coverage Sunday begins with a kickoff show presented by Exalta at 3:30 p.m. ahead of a 4:05 start for the Eagles and the Los Angeles Chargers. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.